This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After bombshell news broke over the weekend tying Hillary Clinton to spying on her opponent and blaming Russia.
Russia.
Legacy Media tried real hard to ignore the latest Durham report findings. A Washington Examiner reporter tried to question Hillary Clinton.
When are you going to comment on the spying allegations, Hillary? Did you pay for having spied on?
And when MSM finally got around to reporting it, they tried to blow off the findings.
People are desperately trying to connect Hillary Clinton with this lawyer giving him money, saying, go spy on Donald Trump. That never happened. I should ask you, how many charges? There's one charge.
And they're saying you lied to an FBI agent.
But seeing as Russia is always the scapegoat, and Tulsi Gabbard was also accused by Hillary of being a Russian agent, here's what Gabbard had to say.
What's being revealed here, Jesse, is the truth. Hillary Clinton and the power elite in this country manufactured this Russian collusion lie, actively undermining our democracy and stoking the fires, moving us into this new Cold War with Russia.
By Wednesday, Hillary finally breaks her silence, sharing a Vanity Fair article, and you'll never believe it, blaming Trump for the latest Durham revelations, calling them lies. Try as Vanity Fair and others might, a filing from Durham on Thursday argues that his reasons for making public findings asserting that a tech exec with whom Sussman was affiliated was working to dig up dirt on Trump were valid, and that any media misinterpretations do not undermine the facts. Jim Jordan makes this extremely obvious revelation. If they can spy on a sitting United States president, they can spy on anyone.
Well, duh.
Where you been? The ACLU pretends it's breaking news with this tweet. Breaking. Newly declassified documents reveal that the CIA has been secretly conducting massive surveillance programs that capture Americans' private information. And truckers keep on trucking on in Canada, despite it looking more like China every day.
The level of admiration I actually have for China.
Media gaslights the public into thinking this peaceful protest is dangerous, while Canada's justice minister brazenly admits the authoritarian reaction is not about health or liberty, but purely political.
If you are a member of a pro-Trump movement who's donating hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to this kind of thing, then you ought to be worried.
Propaganda pushing through media is a global epidemic. This German TV interviewer is pushing for a sooner jab mandate when this poked up woman suddenly starts to collapse. But remember, folks, correlation doesn't equal causation. Keep on saying that, no matter how often we make this observation. And CNN might get an award for most times featured in media malfeasance. Will BS be the next out at CNN? Radar Online is reporting Brian Stelter might be up next to get the axe after his boss Jeff Zucker and his mistress Allison Gullist have both stepped down in response to their revealed romance. But it seems BS knew all along and failed to report. What else will be unraveled about how Brian Stelter himself broke ethical news standards? And finally, we've seen all kinds of definitions change over the past couple of years. Words like vaccine, immunity, racism. And instead of defending the power and intention of words, the propaganda puppets have followed in lockstep with whatever new meaning the government and its agencies deem a word should now represent. Is transitory up next? 2 weeks to flatten the curve now means two or more years. And transitory or temporary inflation now just means rising, here to stay inflation. Here's a sake bomb. From May last year.
They believe the impact will be temporary, transitory, however you want to refer to it. But they're looking at it closely, but I don't have any projections on that to make from here today.
And legacy media ran with that, even spinning it as a good thing. But here we are, nearly a year later. Price surges that are running at the fastest pace in 40 years. Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false. That's your media malfeasance for the third week of February. For KLIM.News, I'm Christy Lee.
There you go. And all her great work is brought to you by Infowars.com. So thank you so much for supporting our sponsor.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, there are incredibly dangerous developments happening around the world with these sanctions, now triggering Russia's own sanctions, cutting off the second largest supply of fertilizer in the world. When you do the equations, and I've got the articles right here, we're talking about massive starvation and death. This is just incredible. We'll be hitting that next segment. Also, the latest on the new permanent martial law in Canada. And Klaus Schwab is in the news saying, it is the motto for the world. You must have this app to make sure you are not extreme. And we track what you do and control you. And the UN and Xi Jinping has approved it. These are quotes. So, I mean, it's all going down. The chains are going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, and the whole future is going to be about the resistance of this, because when you submit to this, you become poor and sick and dead. There's no reason to submit. There's no reason to go along. It's not like the Romans, you know, come into Germany 2,000 years ago and give them running water and medicine. And they were brutal. I'm not defending that. But, I mean, the Romans just wanted to take over and, you know, run things. These people want to get rid of you. Okay? So this is corporate global hyperdominance that's coming up. But I want to hit this now, because this is the type of thing that's a prism or a Rosetta Stone, as I like to call it, that really educates people about how media lies and deception work. And they'll tell lies that are so flagrant, so ridiculous, but then put truth in it, so at least when people go check it, it's ambiguous whether they're lying or not. And here's a great example of Joe Rogan and myself. I've known Joe 23 years, been really good friends with him for a long time, and let's just say we've done a lot of wild stuff together. I've never made any lies about the fact that I've been a wild man in my life here and there. And he's moved to Austin, and we hang out pretty much every week or so, and go out to dinner, you know, just a lot of fun stuff. So I know Joe very, very well. And I also know his security guys from Los Angeles. He has the same security guys. He hired some extra ones here in Austin because he's got a bigger place now, and you know he's even more famous, like super, superstar level. And so I know his security guys. I know all of them. I have dinner with them, hang out with them all the time. Here is the Sun, and this is in other newspapers. But the reason this is important is that this is the tactic they use on you and on me and on Christians and on conservatives and on any type of orthodox group that doesn't want to be slaves to the globalists. I don't care if it's Muslims. I don't care if it's Hindus. I don't care if it's Amish. We're all under attack by this. So they have a headline saying he's had to hire a bunch of security because of him criticizing the vaccines and the Great Reset. Everyone hates him now and he's in trouble. No. I'm not going to give you the inside baseball, but let's just say this. Joe's happier than a pig, and you know what? His show has gotten way bigger, way more profitable. He's way more everything. But then they use the lie of he's surrounded. Everyone's attacking his house. And they show where he lives. There's articles every day. Here's where Joe Rogan lives. Here's where he lives, you know, if you're mad at him. So they're like, here's where he lives in Austin. And here's why he's a bad person. That's the terrorism of these people. Rogan hires elite armed bodyguards to protect his family at $14.4 million home amid Spotify controversy. No, he has the exact same amount of bodyguards he had when he moved here. It's hard to believe. It's already been almost 2 years. He has the same amount of bodyguards, the same people. I'm not going to get into how many. And yeah, they are a bunch of former special forces soldiers and good guys, really nice professional guys. But the point is that this is a total lie. But you see the multi-layers. Here's where he lives. Go get him. Everybody hates him. He's under siege. Don't criticize the vaccines. You'll get hurt too. Same reason they say Jones is a loser. Jones is a racist. Jones is a demon. Jones is going down. To scare everybody else in Congress particularly to not stand up to the right thing. That's why MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, coming here and saying, people shouldn't demonize you. People shouldn't be scared of you. Tim Pool saying that. Joe Rogan. Tucker Carlson. That's important because then it shows other people not to be cowards. And more people can now step forward. And it's bigger than Joe Rogan. It's bigger than Alex Jones. So that's what's happening here. We'll put this photo on screen. But I got to tell you, hanging out with Tim Dillon, Joe Rogan, and Mr. White was really, really fun last night. We talked for hours. It was just a great, great time, a great evening, and I was getting in bed at like 8:30. I was so tired. I didn't know Joe had been texting me, or I'd been out with him earlier, I guess, for dinner or whatever, but I still got to the club and, you know, hung out with him. And just Joe is just so damn happy. And it's like anytime I want, you just call Joe up, go hang out with him, and he's so awake, he knows exactly what's going on, and he's had this journey of really realizing the New World Order is real, and now he's more popular than ever, and he's just the archetypal example of victory. And it's such a blessing in my life to see that happening, and him being an example of courage to other people. But he doesn't come out and do victory laps and rub their faces in it. I will do that for him. Okay? But It's just crazy. He's got everybody to move to Austin. Tim Dillon, everybody, Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. We had a great time last night. And the reason I raise that is not to name drop and go, oh, look, you know, I'm really in the in crowd here. No, the in crowd is Hollywood. It's collapsed. No one wants to be part of it. And the new in crowd is populace, you. The in crowd is just hardworking, good people that work at a shoe store or work on a farm or work at a gas station. It doesn't matter. It matters if you love God and you're a good person and you take care of your family. That's all that matters. Not all the Nike tennis shoes and all the crap. And Joe gets that. But that's why I raised this. And Joe even knows about this and pissed off about it. Because he knows CNN's a pack of lying scum. We're talking about that coming up a little bit later. Remember CNN and remember Rolling Stone saying, oh, it's horse paste. And thousands of people lined up at Oklahoma hospitals can't get help with their gunshot wounds because of thousands of people that got sick or died of ivermectin. There wasn't one sick person. It was all a lie. It was August. They show people in coats with masks on to get into the, you know, 110 degree temperature up in 105 degree temperature. It was all lies. It's the same people. And so now they're running every few minutes, I'm told, every break, the CNN special report, megaphone for conspiracy, the Alex Jones story. And all these dumb leftists are all over Twitter saying, why are they going to give him attention? He shouldn't have a story about him. I don't want to hear about Alex Jones. I mean, just thousands of these tweets are everywhere. I don't want to explain something to the dumbasses over there, okay? Not just at CNN, but the dumb Twitter people. I don't want to be on your CNN. I don't want to be in your fake report. I don't need validation by being attacked and demonized by CNN that covers up for pedophilia and every other form of evil, satanic crap there is. The idea that I want to be on Dateline NBC, the idea that I want to be on CNN. Let me tell all the dumb leftists something. I've turned down an interview with all these people, with HBO, with all of them. I've turned them all down. I've turned Hollywood down for major movie roles, starring roles, $2, $3, $5 million paychecks. I don't want you. I reject you. But I will, on my show, tell the truth about these people. And they sent me this letter weeks ago. And it's John Ronson, who is a fiction writer that claims he writes nonfiction, that I've known 25 years, excuse me, maybe like in 1998. Known him as long as I've known Joe Rogan. Met him the same year. This guy is the biggest snake I've ever seen in the media. He goes and gets these fake interviews with people where I went to school a few years in Dallas and claims I would beat up nerds like Revenge of the Nerds and that they kidnapped me and tied me up and knocked all my teeth out. I mean, 100% not true. None of it real. I was beat up as a middle schooler. I learned to fight back. I fought big people. I fought grown men. And that's why they talk about one guy that I did, you know, put in the hospital for a couple weeks. Why was I not arrested for that? Because I didn't start that fight. But literally, they're going back to create a fake origin story, ladies and gentlemen, where Alex Jones is a bully that beats up little kids. No, it's the left that wants to abort children. It's the left that wants to sexually mutilate children. It's the left that wants to destroy children's minds. It's the left that are censoring. It's the left.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thing. And he destroys the Great Reset. He destroys the globalists. And he makes some really salient points. And the way he puts them is the best way I've heard it. So this is why they're coming after Joe Rogan. That's why they're targeting his house. It's why they're claiming mobs are going to attack him there. So mentally ill people hear that and go do it. And when that's not going on. But they hope it happens. And he already had the security there before when he moved there almost 2 years ago. But again, that's how they terrorize people. A very, very powerful interview. Here's just a few minutes of it where he explains how they create relativity in truth, but then tell you you've got to accept their absolute truths. Like two men can have a baby and you can't question this vaccine, but we can tell you that everything else is relative. It's basic cult mind control. He lays it out.
I'm not just talking about government. I'm also talking about people that have accepted a certain narrative and find that there's a lot of other people that are along with them in the same narrative. And they have these media pylons, like social media pylons, where they'll attack people. And like you, call you an anti-vaxxer even though you've been vaccinated. The same thing with Eric Clapton. They were angry at Eric Clapton because he spoke openly about his very extreme vaccine side effects. Just speaking openly as a person who was vaccinated, and they called him a vile anti-vaxxer.
Well, the question is why, right? And it's to shut debate down.
Yes.
Now, why would you want to shut debate down? I think there's a deeper point here, and that is that we've just come out of a time where, for a long time, moral and let's just say relativism, whether it's moral or otherwise, relativism, this idea that truth is relative, this idea that that it's all subjective, that everything is personal experience, that's being promoted. Yeah, there's no such thing as reality, whether it comes down to defining a man or woman. We spoke about this last time I was here with it was there in California, but with Sam as well, we spoke about the trans debate and man and woman. Whether it's defining a man and a woman, whether it's anything else, this idea that actually truth is all personally subjective.
Right.
When you promote the idea that there's no such thing as truth, and when you shut down debate that is seeking truth, not that it claims truth, but is seeking it, when you shut that debate down in aid of this idea that truth is relative, like those, for example, who now know the science that the COVID vaccination doesn't stop doesn't stop infection or transmission, and doesn't reduce it beyond 12 weeks. The booster shot, by the way, is 8 weeks. But having known that, and they still insist on vaccine passports, it's no longer about seeking the truth for them. The truth is relative and it serves a purpose. What happens when you do that? When there's no such thing as truth, you can't define reality. And when you can't define reality, the only thing that matters is power. You're a father. Now, we're your children who can't reason. Like, my kid's five. I mean, his reasoning abilities are great, but he's five, right? It's why you say to the child, because I said so, do it. It's good for you. Because they don't know how to reason yet, yeah? And you try, and if something's too complex, you say, I'll explain another time, but right now you have to listen to your father, don't do this. When there's no such thing as truth, because everything's relative, the only thing that matters is power, because power gets to define reality. And this brings us to the hybrid war we're in right now. And that's why people that are in power who are seeking a specific outcome from the world that we're in want to shut debate down. What they're not interested in is seeking truth. What they're interested in is shutting that debate down because power steps into that void when reason no longer exists and gets to define reality for you from up above. And it's why it's so important in a dictatorship that the only thing you have left when all your power is taken from you is the truth. And if you read Orwell, if you look at 1984, it's why he spends so much time talking about how the power he was writing about in that fictional account is attempting to redefine reality, redefine the past, redefine the future. Because if you can't hold on to reality, you have no premise to scrutinize the government for whether they're telling you the truth or not. And it is a war in that sense, hybrid war. So information in that war becomes your most powerful weapon. Now, most people don't have the privilege of researching these debates, foreign policy, war on terror, COVID, whatever it is. People don't have the privilege because they're working 9 to 5, a minimum wage, and they're hungry, and they're just busy trying to live and survive. What they normally do is they outsource their thinking on where the truth lies to trusted voices in the media. So it's why it becomes so important to manipulate the media, so that those trusted voices that people are looking to are no longer giving them at least the best understanding of the truth they have, but are also peddling the agenda of power. When you're in a situation like that, it becomes difficult to define reality and therefore difficult to challenge government on whether or not they are sticking to their promises, because everything gets shifted, everything's relative. The Overton window keeps moving, the goalposts keep shifting.
Very powerful piece. Rogan speechless as guest breaks down Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, infiltration of the world government. That's only one of the clips I just played. That guy's dead on about what we're dealing with. Dead on. Take away the foundation. Take away any mooring. Take your eyes away. Take your ears away. Take your taste away. Take everything away and just tell you now, this is what's real. Two women had a baby in the California prison. No, a man saying they were a woman was allowed in to rape a woman. They raped her. But once you go along with that lie, now you ignore the rape. You see, and that's the thing about going along with evil, is that it always demands more reality. Because it can't operate in reality. I mean, it's like Biden. I can play the clips all day making fun of him. He doesn't even know where he is. He's addressing a foreign power that just took over a part of the world. You can't string together one coherent sentence. And isn't he emblematic of the dying American empire? Because the globalists used America to set the empire up. But everybody knows it's the American empire. And everybody knows it's full of crap and evil and decadent and run by scum. Do you want to be represented by scum? Do you want to be represented by people like that? And no, the answer is no. No. So that's what I'm saying. It's not a hatred of the Democratic Party or the Republican establishment or Hollywood. It's a more of, we are not with you. We reject you. We don't like you. We don't believe in you. We don't want to be part of you. We do not want to be involved in any sort of commerce with you. It's very simple. That's why they're always like trying to demonetize people and censor people and bully people and do all this, because they want to rape us politically, culturally, physically. They want to dominate us. They want us to submit to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' New World Order, like every other empire and every other power mad group. And I don't care what group it is. You are not going to get me to submit to anything, but my inner compass is connected to God. We'll be right back with our special guest in studio. Because I thought about this guest a few weeks ago. I wanted to get him back because this is a solution. You know, it's not going to save the world, but things like this are going to really change the world. And with a lot of things like this happening, we will save the world.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly, because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic, system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, he was on with us a few months ago in the middle of the big upswing in COVID in the United States, and we got a lot of great feedback from listeners, and so I was thinking about him a few weeks ago. I wanted to get him in studio because so much has happened. He's Dr. Saeed Haider. He's a doctor who specializes in internal medicine, who's treated over 35,000 patients, over 4,000 with active COVID infections. I think the number is higher now than we had him on last time, resulting in zero deaths with only five hospitalizations. Over 30,000 were given ongoing preventative ivermectin. Of those who took ivermectin to prevent catching COVID, less than 10 returned with active COVID infections. With the breaking news of USPS and FDA are colluding to withhold overseas ivermectin shipments to Americans, Dr. Saeed is working to counteract this crisis by sourcing the cheapest U.S. mail order pharmacies in each state. This bold action will provide Americans with life-saving drugs before they get sick, or once they have already begun to get sick with the first day of symptoms. MyGoToDoc.com. And folks know, I've had on other doctors and other groups and other organizations that are great, Dr. Marble and many others. They get overwhelmed, you know, 2-3 day waits. These folks have one of the fastest responses. And the reason I wanted him on now and, of course, before, was we get inundated with calls by listeners. And we go through the emails every day and try to respond. We can't usually respond to emails, but it's like we're murdering people if we don't when they're asking for information. And we've gotten really great feedback with these folks, you know, a few hours to a day for people to get a response, depending on how the flood of phone calls are coming in. What I think is important in what they're doing is preventatively to be able to stockpile, which I've already done before I ever met you guys, for family and friends and others, because this is not cocaine or something. This is ivermectin and other things that are completely safe and healthy and right out there on the record. And now all these studies are coming out since you were last on, validating what everybody anecdotally could see. So I want to talk about ivermectin with you and so much more, because if you don't think they're going to have another wave, as Bill Gates has said, or a new thing, you know, this month, next month, or, you know, next fall, next winter, you're crazy. This is definitely a rollout of a synthetic virus, in my view. So I really appreciate Dr. Saeed Haider joining us. You can go to mygotodoc.com. That's M is uppercase, mygotodoc.com. Doc, where's the best place for people to go visit?
That's it. I mean, upper, lowercase, it doesn't matter in a web browser. So it's just mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. And, yeah, I mean, the main thing I think that people need to realize now is that this isn't over. It's far from over. And the problem is that it is a bioweapon, right? And so the bioweapon is dangerous itself. Certainly vaccines are probably more dangerous than the virus, certainly more dangerous than the virus itself. But to be fooled into thinking that the real payload is the vaccine, you know, that's an error, right? So the virus itself, is also extremely dangerous, and it's mutating to become even more dangerous.
Oh, I got it. I know. I had Delta. It was bad.
So they said, and I agree, Omicron was not that, you know, was not as severe, quote unquote, as Delta or some of the earlier variants. But, you know, not severe doesn't mean it's not bad, you know. So the Omicron variant causes pretty severe illness. I mean, so by not severe, what's meant, you know, medically is that it doesn't cause as much hospitalization and death. But what we're not talking about here, and we haven't really been talking about it since the beginning, is long COVID. So long COVID is very similar to vaccine injuries. And anywhere from like 50 to 60% of everyone who gets this virus ends up with what they know is long COVID. They have the symptoms of long COVID.
Oh, I know a lot of people it's happened to, including this office.
Yeah, and it's not a walk in the park. It can be devastating. It can make it hard to work.
Do we know what's causing it? Is it the spike protein?
It's the spike protein. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that's the key thing to realize here, that if you get infected, the spike protein, which is the real payload here, that's what's causing damage in long COVID and in acute COVID, that gets introduced into your body, and it doesn't leave sometimes for months, maybe for years, and it gets stuck inside your immune cells.
And that's what other doctors and studies have said. Again, I'm not a doctor like you, but that it's the spike protein. The study's now up to a year or longer because it keeps, you know, time keeps going. But from the beginning of this, and that what I've heard from other doctors is people are now taking cycles of ivermectin and things just to make sure it's cleared out.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of long COVID treatments, and, you know, the most important thing for us is to get medication into the hands of patients before they get sick so that they have it ready to go on day one and they can cut short the illness and prevent long COVID from happening. So that's really important. You want to minimize the amount of virus in your body, and you want to minimize the amount of spike protein that ends up in your body.
Do we know, doctor, what ivermectin does? Everybody asks me that. Why is it such a miracle drug in all these studies and everywhere?
Yeah, so basically it blocks the binding of the virus to your cells. That's the really big thing that it does. So it's got that antiviral effect, and then it has anti-inflammatory effects for long COVID specifically. So it prevents certain interleukins from going up in numbers in your body. So the virus, first of all, it's multiplying in your body, and you got to stop that. Ivermectin does that, you know, because it blocks the entry. And then you got to stop the inflammation that the virus causes. So you're always going to have some virus that's multiplied, it's kicking up inflammation, and then ivermectin targets that specific inflammation. It stops that inflammation from happening. It binds to the spike protein itself, helps your body to get rid of it. So it really does a tremendous job. for COVID-19 specifically has a number of, you know, really important specific effects for COVID-19.
And then we see all the reports out there where people try to get it for their family members and can't, or they get a court order. They start it, then the court order elapses, and then they die. But for everybody I've known, including family that was on death's doorstep, within 6-7 hours of ivermectin, they were bouncing back. It was incredible. And I know when I took ivermectin, it was within a day I felt way better.
Yeah, and we get that a lot. We get it from people mostly who have the acute infection, and especially if you start in the first couple of days. So I used to say start in the first, you know, 4 or 5 days and you'll be fine. But the problem, you know, that we're seeing here that, again, is not being really talked about a lot in the mainstream media or even the alternative media is that the virus is getting harder and harder to treat, even with ivermectin. You have to use higher doses, you have to start earlier, and you have to treat it for longer. So you go and look up.
Well, it's evolving to get worse.
It's evolving, and it may actually be evolving because people aren't taking my directions seriously. One, you know, first of all, and we're not using like the whole protocol. A lot of people just want to use ivermectin. You got to use a number of different drugs. Nowadays, we're actually recommending hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin together. Right.
Sure. So it's a cocktail. So it's that's what other doctors say.
Yeah. You got
to. What is it? What do people need to have?
So ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, I recommend for everyone with Omicron and the future variants. I highly recommend fluvoxamine or Prozac. It works really well for COVID. It doesn't affect your brain in 99.9% of people who just take it for 2 weeks for COVID. So it's really safe, very effective.
By the way, I don't just believe you, though. You're a great guy. Everybody knows from literature 2-4 weeks for serotonin reuptake inhibitors to kick in. So you're only getting this. And so how does the serotonin reuptake inhibitor, how is it blocking it?
Yeah, so
shows how powerful it is.
Yeah, no. So it has serotonin is a big part of the pathology of this virus. And so what happens is that the virus causes your platelets to dump serotonin, huge amounts of serotonin into your bloodstream. And this is a really inflammatory neurotransmitter when it's in your bloodstream. It's not supposed to be there, okay? Or it's not supposed to be there in that quantity. That itself starts to trigger the cytokine storm. And so one of the effects of fluvoxamine is it stops the platelets from dumping the serotonin out. And then it has other anti-inflammatory effects. It also may have some antiviral effects for the beginning of the infection. But the main thing is it prevents that really bad cytokine storm that really kicks in the second week of the infection.
When we come back, a lot of people that have long COVID, I mean, clearly it happened to my dad. It happened to other people I really care about in this office. And I never really felt completely the same after it. And a lot of doctors I've talked to said, well, you should just go on a regimen to clean it out of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And I've been told by other doctors other than you. In fact, my family doctor said you might take 2 weeks of fluvoxamine. Could it be done after? Or how does
that
work?
Yeah, you can take it after. So
it just cleans things out.
Yeah, so basically it helps your body to stop the inflammation that the spike protein is causing.
I never thought I'd be endorsing Prozac.
Yeah, right. Me neither. Seriously. I'm so anti, you know, psychiatric drugs. But, you know, I'm just talking about 2 weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer for long.
Well, it shows how powerful it is, like I said. I mean, wow.
It really does. And that may be one reason that it's used in depression, because it has an anti-inflammatory effect. And some depression is an inflammatory illness anyway. But yeah, it's really important, and we want people to have it in case they get long COVID symptoms, because some people, they had the virus and they feel fine, and then long COVID will suddenly hit them.
It's replicating. Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. This is just fascinating information.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in North normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And he's a classy guy, putting up with me with my Texas drawl, butchering his great name. But, man, just the way you lay it out, my audience really liked it when you came on. And I've also talked to a lot of the listeners and other people and doctors about one of the best groups out there that is actually getting to people, getting back with them, and helping them. Because we are still under siege with people calling us saying, where do I get ivermectin? Where do I get hydroxychloroquine? Where do I get this stuff? And that's what I've told listeners is you need to stockpile it, and there's a legal, lawful way to do that. You can call this guy, and he knows how to get it done. So you got the floor for the rest of the segment in the next hour. I know I've been ranting here, but how do folks protect themselves? What do you recommend they do, and what are the other big points you want to make?
Yeah, so I think we need to kind of, when we see what's going on in the mainstream media, from the very beginning, right, there was a lot of fear porn, right? And now they're kind of slowly pivoting to starting to minimize actually the pandemic and say, okay, it's almost over, it's done, we don't need lockdowns anymore, stuff like that, right? So why is that, right? And I'm sure Alex has probably talked about a lot of this before, but I just want to mention it. In my view, the fear porn from the start was to attack Donald Trump, get Trump out of office, right? To destroy his presidency and get him out. That was one reason. Another reason was for government to take more power, right? Lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates. I mean, this is all loss of medical freedom, loss of autonomy. Government is expanding its power. And number three, obviously, big pharma is in bed with government. they make a lot of money, you know, so there was a lot of money to be made, and media is in bed with big pharma. But now, like, why are they pivoting away from, you know, all this fear porn? And that's what I'm seeing in the media now. I'm seeing a lot of articles kind of minimizing things and saying, oh, don't worry, it's almost over.
Because it backfired on them.
Well, also, midterms are coming up.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it did backfire, right? So the economy is in shambles. They want to try to save midterms. I don't think they can at this point, but they're trying to do their best to minimize the damage they're going to have in midterms. Number two, you know, what people may not be thinking about is, you know, I love the trucker convoy thing in you know, here and also in Canada. I'm a big supporter of
that. But it could be used to blame the breakdown of society on them instead of the lockdowns.
Exactly. So what happened in Canada, right? That's what's going to happen. That's the playbook they're going to follow here. We have martial law in Canada, right? So this great movement, but it triggered something terrible, right? Like they didn't have enough of the people behind them, right? It was just some truckers.
That's right. If more people, which they said were going to show up, showed up peacefully, then we would have had a victory. But it wasn't enough. It's like the Alamo fell and then Sam Houston never showed up.
Right. So what's going to happen? Truckers descend on Washington, D.C. Is martial law in the U.S. next, or some version of it? Some, you know, they're going to call it something else, but it's going to effectively be that. Are they going to ratchet up the power grab? And what happens then, right? Frozen bank accounts? Is my bank account going to be frozen? You know, are you still...
By the way, I'd like to invite you sometimes to host the show. You're really smart. I'm interrupting. You're dead on. I agree with everything you're saying.
I'd love to. Yeah. So you've got to prepare, right? So I know a lot of people, you know, I've gone through your website, I've listened to you before, and a lot of your listeners want to be prepared, right? You know, they buy food in case they, you know, the society starts to break down. And this is a form of wisdom, right? Our ancestors used to do this. Our ancestors used to keep like 6 months to a year's supply of food in case of famine. And so what is this? Like, what am I telling people to do right now is to go and get your meds, put them in your medicine cabinet, and be prepared, because it's a form of health insurance, and you don't have coverage for this. Okay. If you get...
And when a new virus or a similar one pops up, or this current one, there's going to be runs on it again. People aren't going to be able to get it. People need to use this lull, which I agree isn't a real lull. They're just trying to be able to forget about it, to get ready.
Yeah, and it's not just that it may not become available. The point is that you need to start on day one, right? We used to say start in the first 5 to 6 days. Now I'm saying start on day one. Don't wait. Don't go and get tested. You start feeling the sniffles. You start feeling the tickle in the throat. Throw everything at it. Throw the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah, that's key, because when they say you're positive, then they send you home to wait till you get really sick and then kill you.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally evil.
So the pandemic, you know, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here, because it's easy to deal with, right? Especially if you treat it on day one.
Well, the whole enemy of the people has been trying to block this information. And so absolutely, and it's been one good thing Trump did was, I guess, make it easier for, you know, for these online systems, the great doctors like yourself, to get things to people and democratize this and not have a monopoly. That's why it's so important to write this down and share it with others and tell others, hey, you need to go to my doctor or mygotodoc.com, one word, mygotodoc.com. You need to write that down. You need to share that, and you need to get prepared ahead of time. And I personally... I'm already planning to do this. I'm doing a regimen of the hydroxychloroquine, of the ivermectin. I've got it in my office. I've decided I'm going to start on it Saturday. I'm going to take it again, just because of all that I've personally seen, to make sure any of this crap is cleared out of me. Because, again, folks, this is very serious.
Yeah, so along those lines, there's some people who feel like they're totally normal. And, you know, when you check them, when you run an MRI scan or something, you find they have heart inflammation or there's something going on in their body. And there's only one company out there that I work with a lot. It's Incell DX. It's Bruce Patterson's group. They have a test to see if you still have the spike protein in your body and if it's causing the inflammation, which you see in long COVID patients. So, you know, we don't know. There's probably a lot of silent long COVID that's causing disease. You know, it's causing heart attacks. It's causing strokes. And we don't know that that's what's causing it, right? Like your parents, your elderly parents had COVID, and then a year later they die of a stroke. Maybe they wouldn't have had that stroke if they hadn't had COVID. And I totally agree. The vaccines are worse, and the vaccines can also be treated the same way. You can also check to see if the spike protein is still in your body. You can check to see if it's causing inflammation. It does the same thing that long COVID
does. And I got to just back you up. I've had so many top doctors and scientists on, and I said, what do you do if you've already had to have it for your job? And they said, the way you treat COVID is the way you treat any potential vaccine damage.
Yeah. And so if you want to be sure, if you want to, you know, make sure you're not wasting your time taking medications you don't need, you can go to COVIDLongHaulers.com. It's a website that works. That's InCell DX's website. And you can order those tests. you know, and you can see if you have the inflammation, you can see if you have the spike protein. But people who have a change in their health, you just assume that you have long COVID, right? If you don't have as much, energy as you used to, you can't think straight, you know, you start forgetting words, you can't sleep well, you have anxiety. I mean, there's so
much. That happened to my dad. I mean, he literally, for like at least 2 months, was really screwed up. And now, 8-9 months later, he's almost back. But it's been. I've got him to take ivermectin again and other things, and it's really helped him.
And most people who have this don't realize they have it. They go to their doctor, and the doctor just tells them you have anxiety or you have insomnia, or they just name it. They name the problem, you know, but they don't tell you why that.
Oh, that's in the news. Hypertension, depression, Alzheimer's is way up, neurological disorders, heart attacks. But it's all exploding.
Yeah, and the really important point I want to make is that it can be a silent killer, and it can crop up later. So I've seen people who had asymptomatic COVID infections, okay? They didn't even have symptoms, end up with long COVID. And we're talking about at least 60% of people will have symptoms of long COVID that they see, like, in the next 3 to 6 months. But then the other 40% may also have that inflammation, and it just might be silent and waiting to go off. It's like a time bomb.
Well, doctor, answer this question for me, because that's so important. Three people that work here, I'm not going to get into more than that, they got it and were sick for 2-3 months, 4 months, with low oxygen, horrible effects that long. I mean, wow, that was Delta, obviously, that was going on there. What's happening there?
So we're seeing the same thing with Omicron. I got to tell people, you know, you're not seeing as much hospitalization and death, but I'm still seeing everything. I'm seeing long COVID. I'm still seeing low oxygen levels in some people. You know, maybe it's half as much as we were seeing before with Delta, but, you know, twice as many people, at least maybe 4, maybe 10 times as many people actually got it. So there's actually, you know, a lot of people who have serious problems with Omicron. And what's going on? It's the spike protein, right? It's the spike protein in your body causing inflammation. That's exactly what it is.
Well, it's not just the replication of the virus. The virus coding itself is toxic.
So, yeah, so it's the spike protein that's toxic. But, you know, if you catch it on day one, you can stop the replication of the virus.
Zap right? It before it ever gets going.
So many different ways. You know, you can use.
Well, my parents didn't tell me for a week they were sick. They were like almost dead when I got over.
And a lot of people do that, right? And so the important thing is that if you try to get these meds once you start feeling symptoms, or even once you're exposed, and think, okay, I have a few days to get the meds. Sometimes it takes that long for the pharmacy to ship it in. You know, who knows? There might be, you know, something that happens that makes it so that you.
I totally agree. People need this in their house more than need a fire extinguisher.
And I'm talking about, it's like supplemental health insurance, okay? Yeah. And it costs a couple $100 to insure yourself against disaster, right? And so I think it's well worth it to spend the money to buy the ivermectin, because you can't get, even if you have regular health insurance, the pharmacy at your local, you know, your local CVS or whatever is not going to give you the ivermectin.
No, I totally agree. And I've had a bunch of other doctors on and promoted this, but they've not paid me to do it. I've done it because listeners need this. It's great. But because you've got one of the best records out there and doing a great job, I mean, I've asked you down the road to become a sponsor with us to help support the broadcast. So it's symbiotic. But I'm telling you, folks, these are great people. And they're getting ready to support the InfoWar, and they are one of the fastest, quickest people to get back with you. You know, a few hours a day, you know, day and a half max, but it's the weekend, and it's high quality. And I think it's a no-brainer. Like, you need a firearm, and you need portable food, and you need a relationship with God. You need to have these things in your house for what's coming and what's going on in society. I would go to mygotodoc.com right now. We'll be right back.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.